candidates Ed Bruner and Pat Rogensack came to the Community Brainstorming Conference. That's a monthly meeting run by black activists. Bruner is white and a circuit court judge from northwestern Wisconsin, but he's been endorsed by some black judges and legislators in Milwaukee. Bruner says he's sensitive to allegations that judges tend to give minorities longer prison sentences. He says a Supreme Court committee looked at the issue a few years ago, but the results of the study went nowhere.
And one of the things that I promised to you, that if I'm elected to the Supreme Court, that we will create a special committee to look at this whole issue of sentencing and sentencing guidelines and the fairness of sentencing throughout the state. Because after all, if the courts don't represent fairness, they're not respected.
Bruner's opponent, Pat Rogensack, also is white. She's from Madison and is an appellate judge. But Rogensack also has some endorsements from Milwaukee black and Hispanic leaders. Rogensack says she wants to make the court system more accessible and less expensive for working people.
And that's not being done. It's not being done because there's no one on the court, on the Supreme Court, who has ever sat on the Court of Appeals who can bring these ideas to bear on the problems of the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Both Supreme Court candidates blasted the practice of racial profiling, where police stop motorists based on the driver's race. Bruner and Rogensack plan to spend more time in Milwaukee between now and the April 1st election. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.